Today, up for discussion now is the news that animals will now be allowed in restaurants and cafes because the Food Safety Authority of Ireland have lifted a ban that was there since the 1950s. So look, there will still be rules, right? And full disclosure on this, because I am completely biased, my other half and I have a restaurant, and I've mentioned this on the show before. It's called Dockyard Number 8 in Bray Harbour, and we're doggy friendly. So anytime we've talked about dogs and being doggy friendly, I've mentioned our own dog, Hercules. So just for full disclosure on that, right, I am totally biased because it is something that people love, and it is one of our biggest selling points. It is one of the reasons it's so popular. And on social media, anytime we share images of our own dog, Hercules, or other dogs, they get the biggest hits. So people love their pets and they love bringing them places. But of course, it's on a case-by-case analysis, and you can't just have dogs roaming around. So all I can really talk about is from my own experience. Like, dogs have got to be on leads. They've got to be under the table. They've got to be well-behaved. Hercules has been kicked out of his own restaurant because he hasn't been behaving himself at times. So there would still be rules that apply, but I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Maybe you have a pet and you just think this is the best thing ever, or maybe you feel there might be issues along the way. What are they? Let's talk about it. I'm on 087 711 1038. We are hoping to have the Food Safety Authority of Ireland on the line very shortly, just having a bit of an issue at their end. But there are so many people weighing in on this already on the Spin 1038 Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you. Louise is on the line. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And Louise, you've raised a really interesting point, because I was telling someone earlier on that we once had someone, now I didn't cop it until they were leaving, with a ferret in their jacket. So this is domestic animals we're talking about. What's your issue?
Yeah, where do you draw the line? I mean, George Clooney has a pot-bellied pig. Some people have mice, rats as pets, and they're domestic pets. I mean, I wouldn't like to be in a restaurant, and it to me, it'll be the smell as well. And you're trying to tell me that a cat is going to stay in their basket while you have dinner or a coffee, which could be half an hour, could be 2 hours. You know, you've saying you've thrown your own dog out to your restaurant, but, you know, I just wouldn't be comfortable.
Yeah, and you know, I think there's a lot of people who would have the same issue. I suppose what you would be hoping for, Louise, is that people know their pets and they're responsible. And I think there is cats. Now, any cat I ever had growing up would never have sat still in a restaurant.
No.
But I would hope that people know their own pets. And I have to say, I never even noticed that ferret was there one day until it was going and the owner walked past me. He was in her jacket, right? So, and we also had someone on the line on this show once talking about his rat. It sounded cleaner than most children, to be honest.
Possibly, but do you want to go into a restaurant and see a rat?
No, and I'm not a fan of rats at all. But my point is that you would hope that people would have a pet that they know is well-trained enough to sit still. And if they're not well-trained, they won't bring them.
But people will. They love their pets. They think they're fantastic. And, you know, they're nearly like kids to them, which is fair enough. But no, and you're trying to tell me there will be no animal in a restaurant that wouldn't want to do its business, whether it's trained or not.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Again, you know? I think that's up to the owner, because the animal is an animal. I think the owner should have made sure that they're walked and gone for their wees and everything before they come in. Come here, Louise, I promise you, it's something I've been through. I have been in that position where I'm like, look, he's well trained. He knows how to sit still and he needs to be occupied. But if he kicks off, he's out of there, because you don't want to be upsetting other people.
Well, no, you don't. No, I just wouldn't feel comfortable. I mean, you could be eating, and the next thing you feel something around your leg, and there's a cat down there. I'd be like, I swear, my husband tell you, I'd be gone. I'd be sleeping. I'd be like, come here. Like when we go away on holidays, and sometimes in places we go,
there
will be cats.
Yeah.
I'd go, come on, nothing. You know, it's just when you're talking in a restaurant, and the next thing, there's something at your legs. No, it's just
not for you.
I know, I can feel the passion in your voice. You love your dog and those people out there. And I would hope, I don't know, no, I don't think I would be going into a restaurant with animals. But just me, just couldn't.
Well, I hope that the restaurants now that are going to open it up or are going to expand their areas will, you know, be mindful of customers that aren't mad about dogs and have certain sections maybe. Because look, people have allergies as well. So you would hope to that you kind of would say to customers, well, look, we'll sit you over here and we'll keep you away. You know, that you know, it's a big responsibility for restaurants as well now going forward. Louise, lovely to speak to you. Thanks for coming on.
No bother. Thanks a million.
Bye. Aoife is next on the line. Another point to bring up about dogs or cats in restaurants. Hi, Aoife. Oh, I might try and get Aoife back. She was just there. We'll try and get her in just a sec. There are loads. And as I said from the get-go, I know I'm really biased on this, but like, because I do, I take it seriously and I feel that it's a big responsibility. So you can't ruin it for everyone else. You have got to make sure that your pet is well-trained. And if they're not, they're out of there. At the end of the day, customers, humans, come first. But I've just seen firsthand myself how much people love their pets and how grateful they are when they can bring them in to sit down to a cafe or a restaurant. Alana says, this is a massive step in the right direction. Finally, Ireland is becoming more pet friendly. If the dogs are allowed into cafes, they will get more business too. And you see it on the continent. We heard that in the news earlier on. There are so many countries that are more pet friendly. I was in the States during the summer and I was getting my nails done and this woman had like a little Yorkie sitting up. Now, I'm not saying like, I don't think you'd have a Labrador sitting up beside you getting your nails done, but like the little small dogs, I never even knew he was there because they're so used to it, is my point. Aoife should be back on the line there. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, how are you, Lauren?
I'm good, thanks. Now, Aoife, you've made a really good point in your message about dog hair.
Yeah, so basically like, I have a friend here, like she's in the car with me now, she's driving, we're on our way home from Dublin, but she has a massive German Shepherd, right? And like he would shed like from like morning to night, like he just never stopped shedding. And like Kira's mom, you know, specifically went out and bought like a Hoover just for like his dog hair. You know, like the ones that you can like move around the house really easy, just and get in places you can't. And like we were just saying that like if like, not only do they fall onto the ground, but they're also, like, the hairs would be in the air and they'd, like, land anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to be stuck in the restaurant and, like, find a hair in your chicken supreme, you know?
No. And that's the thing. And I think that's why places will still have to be so careful about the proximity that pets are allowed to where the food is being prepared. You know,
yeah,
kitchens
exactly.
have got to be so careful. But, yeah, look, and I think anywhere you are, you know, there is a chance of dirt and different things, and pets are going to add to that. Do you like Kira's German Shepherd, Aoife?
Oh yeah, Kira's, yeah, he like him, but he doesn't really like me. he's grand. We're getting there, like.
Yeah, I know, and they're big dogs as well,
yeah,
you know.
Huge.
But and does he go most places with Kira or Kira's mum?
No, like to be fair, he's too big for that. Like, so they just kind of keep him in the house. Like, they have a big house, so
okay. And he's happy enough. Really nice to speak to you today, Aoife.
Thanks, you too, Lauren.
And Kira, thanks a million, you guys. Bye. Take care. Aoife's issue would be dog hair, like the German Shepherd. Kira's German Shepherd sheds a lot. She's just like, that hair is everywhere. Again, maybe is that just one of those circumstances where you're like, you know what, it doesn't suit my dog. I mentioned a friend of mine earlier on. She has two gorgeous dogs. She never takes them anywhere, like cafes or restaurants, because she just knows it won't work. Not at busy times, anyway. Alana is next. Hi, Alana.
Hi.
Alana, are you a fan of this idea?
Yes, I am, 100%.
Do you have dogs or cats or ferrets or rats?
I have two dogs, and I think it's a great step in the right direction, because there's people that go on days out, and they could be on their own, and they might bring their dog. And they might want to bring their dog in somewhere with them.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think
so,
of that.
Especially for people, if they have families even, and they don't want to leave the dog in the car, and they want to go into a cafe or a restaurant or a bar, and they just want to bring the dog and not have the worry of leaving the dog behind them.
And are your two dogs big dogs or small dogs, Alana?
I have one small dog and one big dog.
Okay.
Both are very quiet, so you could bring them in somewhere and there would be no issue.
And listen, I completely appreciate that you can't really predict dogs. You can know your dog and know that they're well behaved, but something could set them off, and that's up to you as a responsible dog owner to deal with. But you'd be fairly trusting of the two of them that they'd behave themselves.
Yes, I think once you know that your dog is okay with other dogs and other people, that there'd be no issue with children, or there'd be no issue with anyone or any thing. Yeah. If you trust them and if you think they will behave in a cafe or a restaurant, go ahead and bring them in.
Okay, Alana, lovely to speak to you. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks.
And I've said this before, right? I'm all for saying hello to kids. Hercules is my responsibility, so I will be responsible for him. I really appreciate when parents instruct their kids to ask, can they say hello? And just something Alana mentioned there about, you know, dogs behaving around other dogs and behaving around kids especially. It is paramount that they are used to kids if you're going to be introducing them to an environment where there is kids. But those kids are not your responsibility. They're the responsibility of their parents. So if kids are going to run up to a dog and the dog reacts, of course the pet owner has a responsibility there. But I think kids do need to be taught how to approach animals properly as well. And that's something I would bang on about for hours. So I'm going to leave it at that. But I just think if we are going to be sharing a space, everyone has to be responsible for themselves or for their kids or for their pets. Anyway, I'll leave that at that. What are your thoughts on this? Lots of issues being raised today about... there's lots of messages coming in on this one. This one made me smile, though. And not because of you, Kira, I promise, but because of me, right? It says, I was at a wedding at a dog-friendly hotel and the couple's dog was running around during dinner and decided to pee on my dress. I wasn't best pleased and I don't think I'd like it again. I went to a wedding where the couple have two dogs, but the weather was quite bad on the day. So the dogs, it was a dog-friendly venue, but we actually didn't see the dogs at all because just the weather was too bad. And similarly, the reason I was smiling reading your message, Kira, was because the day of our wedding, we really wanted Hercules in a few of the photos. We got one photo and it took about 20 minutes to get it. He's still a puppy and it was very stressful for him, I thought, because he couldn't understand why he couldn't jump up on us. And, you know, it was touch and go there for a few minutes. But we got one decent photo of him. But that was a huge thing for us. We were like, he is too young. He'll go around and jump on everyone. And I think certain dogs, and this goes back to my original point, is that people know their pets. And if your pet is chill and can behave themselves, then they'll be welcomed to venues. But if they're not, I think you'd know yourself. You wouldn't want to bring them because you wouldn't be able to enjoy it. Some pets, some dogs in particular, are very nervous and won't settle. And I think that's, you know, not only unfair on other people, but that's unfair on the dog as well because they won't know what's going on. Jed is against this on Facebook. Jed says there is a time and a place for animals and it's not in places where people pay to eat. If I wanted to be bothered by local dogs barking and finding strange hair in my food, I'd go to a fast food joint. Well, here's the thing, Jed, is you would hope the people whose dogs are going bananas won't come in. I do think we have these ideas sometimes that dogs are, you know, off leads, running around, barking, weeing on everything. If that's the case, then they won't be welcomed in. They'd have to be behaving themselves under the table, on a lead, etc. But listen, if you're against it, you're against it. And there is lots of people against it today for lots of reasons, allergies included. Where is Caroline's response to Jed? Oh, yeah, she says you could say the same about children, but they're allowed into food places. Now, listen, let's not turn it into dogs v. kids. And I know sometimes I'm usually the one that starts stirring that, but I'm not going to, I promise. There was another one about kids. I won't read it, but just making the point that sometimes animals can be better behaved. This listener says, Lauren, I can't believe Dockyard is yours. I love that place and go there most weekends with my dog, Ellie. Keep up the good work. I know Ellie, so I know who you are. I know most people by their dogs at this stage. And Ellie is always really well behaved. There is so many messages coming in. And as I said from the get-go, I am completely biased on this. But I do understand the reasons. And I know from all the times we've talked about this on the show, why people have their concerns, especially if you've got allergies. And that's why I hope some places would do what we do and you have sections and you have areas where dogs are allowed and where dogs aren't, and you do your best to accommodate everyone. And really, if you do that, hopefully you'll keep most people happy. I don't know if you can always keep everyone happy, but you'll keep most people happy. Just to take me through the new rule and how it works, I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Bernard Hegarty, Director of Enforcement Policy from the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Bernard, you're very welcome to Spin. Thanks very much for your time. Bernard, just for people who are wondering today, all the excitement amongst the dog owners, what did the old rule state?
Right. The old rules date back to the 1950s, and these were national food hygiene regulations, and they basically barred domestic animals like dogs and cats from being in food premises unless certain quite difficult conditions were met and they required granting of approval and so on. So they've been replaced now by the Department of Health. And we've got new, the European food hygiene regulations, which apply across all Europe, are in place. And in general terms, these new rules, what they say basically is that in general, dogs and cats aren't encouraged to be in food businesses, but there's some discretion for food businesses to allow, in particular cases, them to have in the customer dining areas of places like restaurants and bars, that they can have the animals there if they decide that they can maintain that safely and, you know, make sure that there's procedures in place.
Okay. So, just to be clear, I don't think we should feel that dog owners can now approach venues and demand that their dog be allowed entry.
No, no. Now, there is always obviously a leeway for assistance dogs, like guide dogs, which are specially trained, you know, to sit quietly under tables while people are dining. So that's always been allowed. But the new rule would allow that food businesses, which can, and as you were saying just there, some businesses will say, yeah, no, I can manage that. And others will say, no, I'd prefer not to. And that might be just as much for attracting maybe particular customers with allergies maybe to the fur, which isn't a food safety issue, but more kind of a direct contact kind of issue. So some people like dogs and cats and other people don't. So that diversity can be respected, I think, with the new system.
Yeah, hopefully. And I mentioned maybe having sections and being, well, look, dogs might suit over here. And maybe if you aren't that big a fan of dogs or maybe you have an allergy, you could sit over here. And not everyone can accommodate that. I appreciate it. Just from a business point of view, what are some of the really important things that owners will still have to make sure standards are upheld, you know, where food is being prepared, just how clean everything is?
The European regs would still say that access to areas where food is being prepared and handled and stored isn't allowed, okay? But what can be allowed is places where if it's places like where it's being served out, like the customer dining areas, okay, so if food is being brought out to you there, then a food business could allow that. They have to make sure that they have procedures in place to deal with any contamination. They've got to monitor the dining areas. They've got to take efforts to ensure that the food can't be contaminated. And that they've got to build these kind of checks into their food safety system, because all food businesses have to have a food safety system to make sure that food is safe. And they've got to address that as a particular kind of hazard, because obviously dogs and cats could be a source of contamination as well.
Of course, and there is inspectors doing great work out there, and that's business owners themselves will want to uphold those standards because they don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to have to close their business down. So I'm sure they will do their very best going forward. But just thank you so much for coming on and clearing that up for us, Bernard.
Not at all.
Lovely to speak to you today. That's Dr. Bernard Hegarty there, Director of Enforcement Policy from the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. And here's the thing is businesses are not going to do anything that is going to risk them being open. You know, they are going to uphold standards as much as they can. And if that means that it doesn't suit them to allow dogs or other pets in, they won't do it. They cannot take that risk. But as Bernard was saying, we can't just go demanding now that our dogs are allowed into certain establishments. But it just means where a proprietor can make allowances, they can do so now. If they choose to, they might not. This listener says, what about dogs inside a church at a funeral? Leashed and quiet dogs. I've been to a funeral where there was a dog. I've been to a wedding where there was a dog. It comes down again to the individual pets and the owners and the responsible owners. This listener says, sorry now, Spin. It's very rare I even bring my toddler to a cafe for fear of an unforeseen tantrum and getting stares and disturbing others. If children can be so unpredictable, I'm pretty sure a dog can too. Barking in a cafe? No, thank you. And again, I think it comes down to the type of establishment you are. There are certain places where it just would not be tolerated. But if there are places where dogs have been outside anyway, or maybe it's a place Like Dockyard, where I mentioned earlier on, it's in Bray Harbour where people walk. There's a lot of dogs there anyway, and it's very popular. Just, you know, listening to Bernard talk there about how clean you have to be. Anytime I work there, I have to be in and out of the kitchen washing my hands every 5 seconds because I'm always petting dogs. And this is the thing, and that's something that staff will have to be so aware of as well. And like, you need to have sanitizing pumps all around the place as well, because if you are going to go pet friendly, if you are already, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You have just got to be so clean, and you can't take any risks at all. And it's something I take really seriously. I'm sure lots of other pet friendly cafes do as well, because you want to keep all your customers happy. Vicky says, only if the animals are well trained, like house trained, well socialized, etc. I'd rather not be going to lunch with growling dogs or cats hissing at everything that walks past, or something snapping at my heels while I try to go to the bathroom. I'm all for well-behaved animals and cafes and stuff. I love to meet new animals, but I would have my concerns too. Thanks for that, Vicky. Emma says, I live in Germany, and if you ask, can you bring your pet into the establishment with you, they give you a weird look of why wouldn't we allow it. They end up looking after the animal first too, with water, etc. I love it. Rachel says, I'd rather sit in a restaurant with a dog sniffing at me than a child screaming its head off. Dogs are much less annoying. Now, I promised I wouldn't get into this. So, Rachel, that's your opinion. Fair enough. We should only allow certain dogs, though. For example, I'd bring my lab into a place because she would just sit there and be good and watch in the hopes I'd give her food. My lurcher, however, wouldn't sit still and would potentially go for other dogs, and she would not sit still. So it should really depend on the dog. I totally agree with you, and I would hope that as a pet owner, you would know your pet well enough to know that they can handle it or they can't. My issue with people discriminating against certain breeds, now I'm not saying that that's what you're doing, right? But people see Labradors and they go, oh, it's a Labrador, it's lovely. Labradors are so friendly, right? And kids run towards Labradors with open arms. No, Labradors get stressed out just the way every other dog does. So that would be my thing. And I mentioned that earlier on about approaching dogs that you don't know, especially kids. There is no breed less likely to bite you than another, right? So I just think, don't just assume because it's a lovely, friendly, waggy tail Labrador that Labrador can't get stressed out, especially if it's in a busy restaurant where there's loads of people. Just always be cautious of animals that you don't know and ask the owner, is it okay to approach them? Byrne says, as an animal lover, I welcome this, but perhaps might pose some awkward scenarios for people with phobias, etc. Businesses may have to decide to keep everyone happy or only some. Well, I said that. You can't always keep everyone happy. Like, do you risk losing customers because they can't bring their pet in? Or do you maybe try and accommodate a customer and seat them elsewhere in the restaurant and do your best to keep everyone happy that way, you know? And look, you're never going to keep everyone happy. I would definitely be on the side of you keep your human customers happy. But if a dog was in the restaurant first, I don't know if I'd be asking the dog and that dog's owners to leave because someone is walking in who's afraid of the dog. Maybe you could work out something that, listen, they're going to be leaving in the next 10 minutes. Would you like to hold on, or would you like to sit elsewhere in the meantime? Something like that. It's a minefield. But it's something that I think all restaurant cafe owners, especially dog-friendly restaurant and cafe owners, take very seriously, and they would do their utmost to do their best for you. Get involved in the conversation today. I would love to hear from you. 087 711 1038. Mag says, cats in a cafe, what about people allergic to cats? And that is more important, you think? What if a dog comes in sick and the owner doesn't know it has parvovirus or a cat with FBV? Yeah, that spreads like crazy. It's airborne and no amount of cleaning surfaces can kill it. They have not thought of any of these things, which should be top of the list. Not every pet owner is responsible enough to have their animals' vaccinations up to date. All of these factors should be put forward. That's the reason I'm saying no. Mags, I totally agree with you that not everyone is responsible enough to have their animal vaccinated, and they absolutely should, because it's not fair. And there are so many wonderful, responsible pet owners out there. But good to hear your concerns. Thank you so much for texting in. Kelly says, I think they already do this in America, and I don't know about food places, but I know they are already allowed to bring their dogs into Walmart. Gas. Dorothy says, delighted to read this. I was even asked to leave a beer garden in South County Dublin because I had my Jack Russell sleeping at my feet when the waiter came out and announced very curtly that dogs weren't allowed. When I asked why, he said dogs are a health hazard. Now, bear in mind, this was beside the sea. There were pigeons landing on tables and seagulls on the ground and flying overhead. I thought it was a bit rich to say that about my sleeping pet was a danger to health when the numerous birds eating scraps and leaving droppings everywhere were not. Some places took this law to ridiculous levels. You never know, Dorothy, like maybe someone had an issue and complained, you know, and they're just trying to do their best. It's not easy trying to keep everyone happy. Another listener says, we had a customer sneak a chihuahua into the bar. They were only there for one drink, and by the time we noticed that they even had the dog, they'd finished their drinks, and it gave the staff and customers a bit of excitement. The only thing is, though, a young girl not too far away started sneezing as she had allergies, and it made me uncomfortable as senior staff. It would, and that's the thing, is that, you know, at least if you had been given a heads up, you could have moved either the chihuahua or the young girl with the allergies, you know, and that way you can almost keep everyone happy. Look, I'll try and get back to a few of these messages a little later on. There are so many issues being brought up. It's an interesting conversation. Thanks so much for getting involved.